everybody, and welcome to Halloween week of Absolute Cuts.
When Mark walked in wearing this, I shat myself. Shat myself laughing.
I don't think I can keep this
It looks like you're slowly inflating.
I'm sweating my arse off in it as well. And the fan will probably... It's actually a work of engineering genius. Because when I first turned up, because we had to then drive to Ryan's house.
Yeah. Kai stole the extra mics.
If you are just listening to this podcast, you have to, this will be the one week you have to watch YouTube because you won't have a fucking clue what we're
dressed as.
So we came as Halloween costumes because it's Halloween week.
I've got a little
describe target. Your costume, Ryan, for the listener.
Right. Well, I've come as a monk, right? But not like a regular one. Not a regular monk. I've got my I got my bulletproof. Do you know how I try to buy a real Kevlar vest, but the thing costs like a Kevlar vest costs a lot of money.
You don't say.
Yeah, well, even a fucking fake one. This is just look at the like it's like a styrofoam like the plates you put on yourself in Call of Duty when you're going. and then they guess how much that cost?
Is that one of the swimming?
No. That's just it's down as fake armor.
$3.99.
That cost me £17.
17 quid? That is literally just foam.
Well, I'd already got the monk part. I go, well, the bullet part will be easy. So I had to double down. That's why I was trying Kevlar. And that was the cheapest thing I could get that would resemble a bullet.
It's just a swimming float.
Aye. Yeah. I've been fucking robbed. I've been fucking done. I tried to get a plague doctor and it didn't work out. So I just robbed a monk on the way here. Kicked the shit out of a monk. When I put this on, I was like, "This just shows you how satanic these cunts dress."
Was that your own? Did they get the cross for the?
No, I wear that every day. I wear that every day to remind me.
I recognise that rope from your suicide attempt.
Hang it upside down.
This baby cost me $23.99.
That's unreal, especially the fan.
Yeah. There's a fan attached to it.
That's what you might hear realize. The noise.
So I'm going to turn it off now and deflate myself because... This is very funny
looking at it from this side.
Watch this. Oh. If you are not watching it, I've come as a small man being carried by an alien.
What's even funnier is because, you know, you're a small man in an alien thing. The legs dangle like you've lost, you're paralyzed. Just looks like you're a paralyzed man dangled by a...
Which makes it all the sicker.
A stallion. That alien's just like stole that wee paralyzed midget.
It's like aliens have been... I've come down and been told they need to take sacrifices back.
Yeah.
One has been so lazy, just taking a paralyzed one. And he'll be easy to take.
Oh, God.
Just picked him straight out of the wheelchair.
I tell you what, these monk things, these hoods, they're one step. Like, they're just the colour of KKK.
I was just thinking that as well.
I look like a KKK Grand Wizard. A bulletproof one.
Yeah. You could be, like, there's not an anti-KKK, is there?
No. Well, because black people.
Fair enough. Problem solved.
Are you feeling better there? This is even warm, so I can only imagine what yours is like.
Because we had to drive to get a microphone from Ryan's flat, and... I can't be bothered because it's an effort putting this on.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes ages. And I was like, I'll just drive with this on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hoping that we'd be stopped by the police.
Yeah, yeah.
But then as we were coming out the car and coming out the studio, an old man was just out walking in the rain.
Yeah, yeah. It really...
Morning.
Legs dangling. It was all so deflated, he didn't even get... Like what you were saying, essentially all of it.
Halloween costumes are fucking...
I'm going to just change something here on this thing, but what is the worst Halloween costume you've ever worn?
I've ever worn?
Yeah.
I don't actually know. I think I was very much a standard Dracula, zombie when I was a kid. I don't think I ever went anything more extreme. Because when I was younger, you didn't really, because there was no, you couldn't really get them in like supermarkets and stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There wasn't a huge amount of selection. So it literally was just, here's a sheet, here's holes.
Yeah,
a ghost, fuck off.
Aye, go fuck yourself. I wore it, I remember last year at a Christmas party here, actually, I wore a, just a sheet with sunglasses. It's really funny. You know, just a bed sheet. But the
cool ghost.
The sunglasses, the big round sunglasses on the fruits.
Ray Charles's ghost.
Yeah. I went as Diana once. I went as a...
Did you?
I went as post-crash Princess Diana once.
Nice.
It caused so much hassle on the street. People, even in Ireland, a couple of people were like, that's...
Out of order.
I was like, fuck off.
How far after... And she died.
It was before. I called it.
Are you Diana? No, I'm a psychic. I'm a psychic that's had a vision today. Mark my words. August 1997.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, it caused a bit of a hassle, I must say. Now, do you know that them stories about, I hope they happen this year, when people like keep going trick-or-treating and, you know, people keep putting drugs in their sweets?
Oh, yeah, there's either drugs or syringes.
I mean,
like, so kids will fucking go again and grab some sweets and they'll be like, is that used syringe?
Who the fuck's doing that?
Never heard this, no.
I've never heard another, syringe.
Aye, it's another urban myth.
Okay.
But the drug thing's brilliant, yeah.
Aye, get a wee edible.
Yeah.
Send the kids to fucking...
Yeah, see, that's the thing. With the dawn of edibles, it would be so easy to do.
Oh,
that,
aye, you just be there. Wee gummy. Next thing, your fucking kid thinks he's on Jupiter.
Oh, that's class.
On Halloween.
I went out...
You would know what's happening. What's
no,
wrong
you wouldn't.
He's like, I'm so hungry, I can't...
And then, see, if you did get it and they kept going to houses and the kid was, like, losing his mind...
Yeah.
What would think it was the best costume ever? Like, it's come as a possessed child. He's talking in tongues. He's sweating. He's throwing up. Like, this is amazing. He's like, this is the Daniel Day-Lewis of Halloween.
Are you going to go trick or treating this year?
Yeah, yeah. Because I take the kids out and so I'll go with this one. And
that's great.
Yeah, there's a joke that I want, because my wee girl, I was asking them in the car this morning what they were going to do for like their trick, you know?
Yeah,
cause
yeah,
because we never called it trick or treating. We called it in Scotland, we call it guising.
Never heard that.
It's just called guising, right?
What's that, like, so, Guy Fawkesing?
No, just I don't know whether it doesn't come from disguise, but I think it's, I just always knew it as guising, and people used to get really angry when you would Americanize it and call it trick-or-treating. But it makes more sense, trick-or-treating, because you do something and then you get a treat for it. Mm. And hardly any kids do fucking things anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
The amount of kids I've had coming in my house.
Selfish
and
bastards.
They stand there and do fuck all.
They're not like, the trick is, this isn't me. This isn't. I don't like to deliver it like that. This isn't really me. This isn't the real me. All right.
No, they
poet.
If they don't do a trick, I just go, all right, well, bring out the pole, and then I just get them a dance.
Hey. I think, I love it. I used to have a joke about that. If it weren't for trick-or-treaters, I'd have no sex life.
There's a joke that I want my wee girl to tell. I can't remember, there was a fucking belter that my son told last year. Something about, like, a constipated caveman or some shit like that.
Great.
But the one I want her to tell is, how can you tell a nosy pepper? Because they're jalapeno business.
That's so fucking shite.
It has to be done with something, because they're jalapeno business.
I love ones that you can say, you can't write it out.
Yeah, I know.
Like that one about... Why is Elton John not like iceberg lettuce? Because he's a rocket man.
Oh, God.
Okay, put up the hood for that one.
That's absolutely brilliant.
Because he's a rocket man. Yeah. Do you reckon there's going to be like a...
Jehovah's Witness coming back.
Can I just tell you the best? You've probably heard this before. I've got two favourite jokes of all time.
Okay.
Right. My second favourite joke is... No, three favourite jokes. Right. My third favourite is, how do you get Pikachu on a bus? Pokemon.
Fucking stupid. Sorry, I did hear that one before.
The second one is, what's E.T. short for?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's got wee legs.
That's a top tier one.
The best joke I have ever heard, and whenever anyone asks me, when you ever do these stupid interviews, where there's like every question's the same, and one of them is, oh, what's the funniest joke you've got? A Polish guy goes to the optician, right? He sits down, the optician says to him, can you read the chart for me? And the Polish guy says, read it, I know the bloke.
That's so good. That's so stupid. Oh, big fan of that. Oh, that's great. We had like, oh, Jesus Christ. I think my one that I used to always when I was a kid was a Tim Vine one. Don't even like Tim Vine, really, to be honest, but wouldn't be my thing.
You took other jokes?
No. When I was a kid.
Aye,
did you write the Polish one, eh?
Yeah. Well, I never did the Polish one at Halloween. We're just telling favourite jokes.
Yeah. No, this one's not a Halloween.
I never plagiarized.
This one's not a Halloween joke. It's just about where does Robin Hood keep his arrows? He's like in a quiver. He's like, where does he keep his arrows? That's so stupid.
That's another one you can't write down.
Yeah. That's why I only like ones you can't write down. But I was, my theory was, I used to have this every Halloween. If you were a Jehovah's Witness and you didn't know Halloween was on, and you come back with a load of sweets, really confused. Yeah. Just sitting there going, I don't know what happened today.
Imagine it was your first day. This is a piece of piss.
Fucking full.
Why everyone's been moaning? People are so friendly.
I'm up to my balls and candy.
People talking about the guy that came dressed as a Jehovah's Witness.
just a polo shirt and a clipboard. You need that clipboard for, hey?
Right, so we talk about the film because this is our second Halloween special. So
yeah.
This is Ryan got to pick one of his favourite horror films.
Yeah, I chose a good one.
Yes, you did.
Because you hadn't seen it.
No.
I was going to choose It Follows, I remember at the start, and then I was like, you said you hadn't seen Hereditary, and I was like, well, we have to do that, because you chose an old classic horror film, and I was like, let's get a new classic horror film.
Yeah.
Newish. So Hereditary, it was.
Fucking what a film.
You loved it?
I absolutely, genuinely loved it. Not as just a horror film, because it scared the shit out of me. Oh, it's great film, But it is just a genuinely wonderful, wonderful film.
Yeah. My favorite thing always was the way that every room was filmed, like it is looking into a doll's room.
Yeah.
You know, they did parts of that.
Yeah. That's creepy. Because have you ever gone to one of those miniature?
No. I think I'd love them.
Do you know what? Right. I remembered this when I was watching it. Because the way they do it is when they zoom in to. Because at the start, they zoom in. They zoom in from the actual house and then zoom in into the bedroom.
Yeah.
And is it in the model and then they zoom in and it's actually him, but it could still be the...
And
I remember years and years ago, we were on holiday. I was a wee boy, maybe about 11 or something like that. And we went to one of those, I think it was in Wales, we went to one of those model villages. Anyway, it's cool. Like, I think the skill level is incredible on it.
Yeah.
And I really like took to it and was like, this is incredible. And then I remember coming home and I don't know why I started acting like such a wanker, right? But I had this fucking existential crisis where I was telling my mum and dad, I was like, right, I'm going to start building them, right? I'm going to build them, right? Not realising the skill it needed, not realising the carpentry skills, the painting skills.
You thought you were going to just...
The intricacy. I was like, I'm going to build our street. And then I'll do our town. I don't know. I'll just do Scotland. And then we'll see. We'll see where this takes us, Dad.
Yeah. You said, we'll see where it takes us past Scotland.
Yeah. And then I remember my dad's reaction, where the natural reaction you would have to 11-year-olds saying they were going to start building model villages.
Yeah.
They went, oh, that sounds good, that sounds good. And I think I took it the wrong way and I fucking flew off the handle and started going, see, the thing about me is I always say I'm going to do things and I never follow through with them. And I was like, the fuck? I was like I had a therapy session in front of my mum and dad.
They were like, all right, Mark.
Yeah.
All right, Mark. No, I never follow through. You don't get it.
Like, are you okay? Genuinely was like that.
Have you taken an edible in the candy? Is there an edible in your fucking Halloween candy? Like Lester Freeman in The Wire. He was always fucking, you know.
Yeah. So is that her job? Is that Toni Collette's job?
Yeah, it seems to be. She's like an artist, obviously, an art installation.
What does Gabriel Byrne do? You don't find out.
I just presume he's a retired priest.
Yeah.
I don't. There's not on the thing. I just presume that's Gabriel Byrne's character at all times. He's a priest that used to be in the buzz. I don't know. It never really says, does it?
He plays a belter, understated person.
Yeah, he's great.
He never loses his shit at all in this film. And by rights, he has many occasions where he
had every right to.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think being set on fire, I'd lose it a bit.
I would lose it a bit. That was a great scene. That's brilliantly filmed. Yeah. The book. That having me. Yeah.
You're set on fire.
Try to burn the Bible. And I went up in flames. And I was like, get it back out. Get it back out, Eugene. Eugene always fucking does that to us too. He's like, I'd never go into a church. We're like, what? He's never went to church. When we were a kid, never. And we were out, when any time I was saying the things I've done, I would burn up. And he would just never tell us what it was. And I would go, has he done something? He just leaves this mystery about like fucking it. I remember he went once for a fucking death or something. I think it was his mother's funeral. But I remember he was like, he'd do all those stupid things like making. When they're throwing holy water, he'd make.
Did he not get married in a church?
Yeah, in Rome.
And what? So he went from not going to church to going to.
He's named after.
I was going to say, he went from not going to church to going the Mecca of church.
Yes. He's named after a pope, remember?
Oh, so yes, shit.
Yeah, he'd just be like, I can't be going in there now. I'd be burned up. Wouldn't it be me?
And are you and your brother and sisters not baptized?
Ah, yeah.
So was he there for those?
I don't know. I don't know. I doubt it.
This sounds like a load of shite from Eugene.
Yeah.
I've never been to church, but it turns out he's been.
No, he definitely never went all the times. Like, I presume he's went on the big occasions, but the rest of it is like he would burn up.
Aye, he'll go in the
if
big
he
games.
Went to actually pray.
Aye, the cup finals he'll go.
He'll go to the cup finals. Aye. Yeah.
But he'll be damned if he's going to. A pre-season friendly.
Oh God! Do you know the house is class too, isn't it? In Hereditary.
It is a good house, actually.
I was looking at that going like, what does he do now when I think about it?
It's a spooky house. He is one of those, that's why I asked, because he's like the dad in Home Alone. What the fuck does he do? That's like a well-trodden discussion. What the dad does.
What do you reckon he is?
I reckon he's a sex trafficker.
Well, you. I don't feel like, do sex traffickers make loads of money?
I imagine so. Why would you be in it? For the love of the game?
That's true.
It's not a call in sex trafficking.
That's true. I just feel like you'd have to really hide it. You'd have to have a big job anyway to hide the house. You couldn't go in like, what do you do? I'm like, oh, nothing much.
Aye.
I'm on the dole.
I think that's why.
Sex trafficking.
I think that's why he's in Paris.
Okay. Oh, right.
Right.
Okay.
And that's why he's so reluctant to go back. Because even when she's going, there's something wrong, he probably knows that Kevin's still there. He's going, I've got sex trafficking to be doing. Christmas is it's a big time in the sex trafficking. There's people expecting. People ordered it for their Christmas.
Oh, God.
It's like every fucking thing. We got to get these orders out by Christmas.
You're bound to have another one in the back. You're bound to have another one in the back. I don't care what race. It's so fucked up. They have a treehouse at the back in Hereditary. Did you ever have a treehouse?
No.
But we built one.
Did you?
Yeah, and like it lasted one day, and then friend Paul just completely collapsed through the floor of it and fell off the tree. And I went, right, well, we're not going to refix this because we didn't know what we were doing at the start.
I think it's another thing that
I kicked someone off a treehouse and got removed from a play school.
Really?
Mm.
Jesus, what for?
It's in my space. I don't fucking remember. I was like 3 years old.
Checking out my girl. Checking out my bitch.
Fucking, I'm the teacher's pet.
You fucking stabbed me.
I was like little thug 3 year old.
Jesus. Yeah. Well, the kid must have fallen about 8 foot.
I don't know if it was that high of a one, but it caused a scene.
Because the treehouse needs to be in a big tree, because it needs to have that.
It's in a play school, so I can't imagine it. I don't remember. I don't remember it being that. I just remember, in my head, I remember the slow motion fall of him, like Hans Gruber. Go down to hit the soft ground. You know, that wood chip ground?
If you
sweep it, you could see the gas, the methane coming off it, because it's trapped underneath.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus. Stinks.
Did you see the video of... this week, it's a park near me in Glasgow. It's called Mugduck Park, and
it's called what?
Mugduck.
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 Yeah, literally Mugduck.
Okay.
Like, imagine, I don't know how more to describe it to you. Imagine sailing a mug. Where would you park it? The Mugduck. It's called Mugduck, right?
Okay.
And a guy was out walking his dog, and he took a photo when the storm Babette.
Oh, I would.
Storm Babette! A stupid fucking name for it.
It really is a fucking dad name.
Storm Babette. But what had happened was, I think one of the trees that was kind of, like, roots had gone massively underneath, it had been blown over. So almost like the carpet of the ground had been ripped. And the wind was going underneath.
Oh,
it.
Was that in your park?
Yeah.
I've seen the video. Yeah, it was like waves.
It's like waves of ground. It's well cool.
Yeah, it was class. Yeah. Fuck, I didn't know that was near you.
Yeah, that's near me. I take the kids there quite a lot.
You've just like great. Yeah. And there's a perfect burying place. Don't have to dig or any. Just wait for the wind and the floor will lift. That's fucking amazing.
So if you haven't seen this film, how, like, describe the...
It's basically so a daughter dies and they're trying to make a seance, and they kind of unleash the demon Paimon, who wants to take over a human host. They kind of later find out to go into the world, and he accidentally gets on the wrong body host first, doesn't it?
And then he needs to be a guy.
Yeah, yeah. Needs to get shit done. We get it. Yeah.
He wants full pay.
Yeah, yeah. He's not going to. Yeah, he wants full pay. Yeah.
You don't want to be a payment.
fucking
payment. Try to break the glass ceiling.
He needs to be able to do a slam dunk. I feel like that's the bare minimum if you're going to be like a demon entity.
Imagine that was his only reason. He's talking to the other demons. He's like, the only reason he wants a male host is so he can pee standing up.
It's like the seven kings of hell.
Peeman more like.
They said he was one of the seven kings of hell, isn't it?
I had no idea.
I didn't check it up. That's going to be class. That's going to be my own horror film. I'm going to Google it and I'm going to be there.
I'm assuming Lucifer is one of the other ones. He's got to be like the main one.
Is he not just the devil?
I thought he was the devil, aye.
Okay, seven
so
kings.
He's one of the kings of hell.
He's bound to be, if he's king.
But I'd never heard of Paimon before.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks like a bit of
I feel like I have heard of Paimon. I feel like I've seen Paimon in a movie before.
He didn't look the most terrifying of demons when you see him in the wee book.
Oh, he looked like he'd be on a crest of a bad season.
He looks like an uncircumcised cock. He does. And he's riding a wee donkey or something. Like, he's fucking... He looks like? He looks like the drawings of, like, the wise men that come to see Jesus.
Oh, yeah,
he's
yeah,
got
yeah.
one of those stupid hats on.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, when you see... Yeah. When you see demons... You expect like some kind of fucking like gargoyle-y, jaggy person.
Yeah, yeah.
But he just looks like a traveller.
He looks like a travelling through. No, we had a sorry, I've absolutely lost everything there. I completely blanked on all of it. So that's what the basically thing is. It starts off. There's a funeral who's the funeral of at the start?
With her, like, Toni Collette's mum.
That's right. Toni Collette's ma dies, and they find out her ma was mad into someone and shit.
Yeah, she was a cult.
She was in a cult.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jared Leto's cult.
The cult of payment.
Yeah, because look, she's the payment cult. Aye. And then she dies, and there's just a smiley dude at the.
Oh, right. So
get to this.
So a big shout out to two shout outs actually.
Right.
First of all, a big shout out to Chris Cairns.
Okay.
Because so Chris runs the Laughter House gigs in Liverpool, and I did them this weekend.
And I'm doing them next
this weekend. Yeah. And Chris fucking said amazingly lovely things about the podcast. So thank you, Chris.
Cheers.
And if you ever get a chance to go to the Laughter House, go. If you're in Liverpool, Cullen will be on this weekend.
Yeah.
And a shout out to another pal of ours and a friend of the podcast, Sid.
Yeah.
Who this week has spotted, because if he hadn't spotted that, I think I would have struggled to find a wee horny guy.
Okay.
Because it's not the horniest of films.
Yeah, yeah.
Because most of it's about grief.
I've got a. He could be the kid could be a horny guy that went to the party.
I suppose.
But not really.
Nah, he's
not horny. He's just trying to get in there. He's not really horny.
Aye.
Doesn't have the horny energy.
No, but
he wants to go off a walk with her.
Yeah. So Sid pointed out the fact that at the funeral, when the wee kid, Charlie, who gets killed, when she's saying goodbye to her gran, so there's people in the background out of focus.
Yeah.
And then it's a definite, purposeful shot, because it suddenly focuses in on this creepy blonde guy with, this smile on his face,
it's
looking
great
at the kid. And then later on, you just find him standing naked in the house.
He's just
fucking bollock naked.
Yeah, we know about.
There's loads of nakedness at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
All old people naked.
Yeah, yeah.
Tons of it.
It's always terrifying, in fairness.
Yeah.
We're all shining.
Yeah. Yeah, there's loads of them, man.
Because you said the first half is about grief, and then the second half kicks up horror-wise.
Aye. Second half's wild.
Yeah, because I always think, right, one of the most haunting scenes I've ever seen is when the daughter dies.
Oh.
And the kid. So if you don't know, this is proper spoilers, right? But it's it's possibly the funniest death I've ever seen.
Hopefully, if you listen to this podcast, you realize spoilers will happen because it's been out for fucking 5 years.
Aye, I mean,
get a grip if you've not seen it.
Yeah. Well, you hadn't.
I know, but also,
but you're not going to watch a fucking movie podcast about it.
Aye.
Yeah, but you know, right, here's the thing. Basically, the younger brother goes to the party. The older brother goes to a party,
yeah,
and she's brought along. Now, she's disabled. I can't remember what it is. I've checked it out.
I don't know what it is.
It's a certain thing.
Elaine, what's up with she?
No, it's just that actress has an actual
fuck off
syndrome. Yeah, yeah. It's just
the actress.
Yeah, well, they didn't paint up her head like that. What are you trying to say?
No, I didn't mean her looks. I mean the fact that she goes.
Oh,
all
right.
The time.
No, I don't know.
She constantly clicks and is dead awkward. I wasn't going, for fuck's sake. Were they fucking elephant man up this chick?
I was like, Mark, this is wild. No. They didn't start get me more lad round with plaster stuff.
I mean, she is ugliest.
She is. At the start, they were like, is there nuts in that? You know, at the start, you know, when she tries to eat chocolate, they're just like, you know, because it's not for girls. No, Snickers, that is. I was trying to think of a Yorkie joke. Yorkie don't have nuts.
Yeah. It's surprising what with her being the elephant man, she doesn't like nuts.
Oh, Jesus.
She thinks she'd be all over the nuts.
Oh, do you know what's great, right? She has like a nut allergy that's really bad.
Yeah.
And she takes a bit of cake at this party while the young lad's up trying to score with this young girl. And
he's just passing the weed about, like,
yeah, he's
fucking Cheech and Chong.
And she comes in barely being able to breathe,
yeah,
right? And it's so funny because this has happened to me before.
Right.
Where I had an asthma attack and I went into Eugene, right? And I remember his words. I was in like... And I remember what he said. He didn't even get the person's name right. He goes, "Oh, what's wrong with you, Dark Vader?" Not Darth Vader. I was sitting there going, "I'm having an asthma attack that you know I have." And he goes, "Oh fuck!" And then he brought me to the hospital. He brought me. I didn't bring me to the emergency room. But the first thing he is, "What's up with you, Dark Vader?" I was like, "You haven't even seen Star Wars, Dark Vader."
Dark Vader.
Here goes fucking Dark Vader. Hey. But anyway. He gets her in the car and tries to drive her to the hospital, high as fuck. he avoids a dead, like, something on the road.
Yeah. Well, she, because she can't breathe, so she's kicking about in the back, like, yeah, probably convulsing because her throat's closing up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she sticks her head out the window to get more air.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, I've got to tell you, Ryan, is unscientific of her.
Yeah, yeah.
There's as much air in the car as there is outside. I don't know why the fuck she is. If anything, I blame her for what subsequently happens. Because there's a load of blame. There's the blame of the kid because he was driving and he went to the party. There's the blame of the mum because he made her go to the party. Yeah, not for me.
No, Gabriel's the only man free in this.
I'm blaming her because...
Because of her stupidity.
She doesn't not understand the basic.
Well, I mean, she did have lack of oxygen to the brain, so maybe she's not thinking right. That's my only thing, but you're going to go victim blaming here. Yeah. You know, you should have had the cake. You didn't check the cake.
See, that's the thing. You can't just be...
You can't be that bad with it.
Because no one offers her the cake either. She fires in about the cake.
Yeah.
So if I go to any house, say I go to a house, I'm not invited. She's clearly not invited.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
like... 6 years at least younger than everybody else at the party. She's wandering about like a weirdo, clicking away like some kind of fucking porpoise.
And then she looks like the origin story to the penguin.
She's creeping everybody out.
Because
it's a high school party, so there's folk trying to get their shit on, and she's wandering about like a blanket. There's some fucking guy trying to play the guitar getting put off his rhythm because this fucking metronome's clicking away, right? And then she just eats the cake.
Yeah.
So I don't see who else's fault it is.
Okay.
If you've got a nut allergy...
So you're saying she deserves it?
Yes. If you have a nut allergy, right, that severe, you don't eat willy-nilly.
No, No, I definitely agree. In fairness, because like the Mav is also like, is there fucking nuts in that? At the start, there's a little scene where she says, "Is there nuts in that?" As in, like, stop being a fucking idiot.
Yeah. But she says, that because we don't have the EpiPen, right?
That's right. They didn't bring the EpiPen.
Now, there's another thing. Why is she not carrying an EpiPen with her all over the
place?
Yeah,
yeah. Twice.
Like, if you're going to a party, what's the three things you would expect at parties?
Nuts.
One, exactly.
Yeah, one way or another.
That's a party I'm going to. Exactly, yeah.
Imagine if that's how you went. What did you eat? The cake? No. Derek dipped his balls in my face. Oh, Derek.
Death by teabagging.
Where is he? She opens up the mouth.
Just her going, and Derek going, oh, you like that, do you?
And the ghost, you know, part where her head falls off when she's a ghost litter in the room. Imagine that was, but it was just like she just spits out two testicles. That'd be funny. Anyway,
so she gets decapitated by a telegraph pole.
Yes, very funny, it must say.
Which I didn't realise until the second viewing has the wee symbol.
Yeah, the devil symbol. It was on it beforehand. It, when it drives past, you know, when
didn't realise that. The first
did you
thing.
Not? Yeah,
thought it was a genuine accident.
You see the little,
But then you go, payment.
Payment's up to
good
his
old
tricks.
Payment again.
Payment started off with the most fragile of them all. All
right.
Haunting scene because the guy, the son's traumatized, the boy driving the car, he doesn't even look back.
Nah.
And he just drives the whole way home and just goes to bed. And then the scene where you can hear the mother scream when it's just him is fucking haunting. It's so good. Loved it. When I watched that the first time, I was like,
it's really, really bad. Yeah. I've heard the only time.
Imagine she comes out, Boris, you hear her running up screaming. It's like, did you scratch the car?
Yeah.
It's like she hasn't seen inside yet.
I've heard that scream from my mum as well. She goes and checks the toilet on Boxing Day.
The fuck? Come in, your dad's
no!
on his knees and her. Fuck is like, just get out, son. Just fuck out.
Do you think there was any need to show her head?
Yeah, it's good.
It's cool.
That was really
it's
good.
It's really disgusting.
Good pyrotechnics.
Good pyrotechnics.
good makeup, whatever. Maggots everywhere, you know.
It is. Good, and there's ants crawling all over it.
Yeah.
Just
great.
Eating her. I think that's the best she looks in this whole film.
You think that's the best she looks? Completely mangled. Not even mangled, just... I mean, surely your head would also be caved in a bit more.
Well,
or would it just
surely it would glance it, and then I think it would just take off because of the
force, pure force.
But I mean, she's like a creepy bastard anyway. There's like she cuts the head off a pigeon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So a pigeon hits the school window and then she chops its head off to make a wee model of it.
I might be wrong here, but I thought what's happening is there's a slight hint that payment was in her first, wasn't it not?
Ah.
So I think that the slight hint is, I don't know if the Muller's done it, you know, the whatever, the Muller, but payment's already in. That's why she keeps seeing things at the start. She walks down and sees a fire in the bottom of the garden. She sees the grand Muller, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
then she
yeah,
does
yeah,
some
yeah.
weird thing, and it seems to get in hanging and snips the fucking thing. And that's what it is. They're trying to get it out of the... Then the daughter... I think the daughter... Yeah, they kill the daughter, but... So, payment has to go somewhere else because it was the wrong host.
So is this why, right?
I think that's what the general thing is.
Because when Toni Collette is, when she's like, because she doesn't get on with her mum.
Yeah, yeah.
Like she properly, and she goes on about how, see when she said she kept, her mum kept taking Charlie away and insisting she feed her. She wasn't meaning breastfeeding. Surely.
No, she wasn't. She meant cocaine.
So, that's why she's so fucked up now.
Yeah, yeah. She wasn't.
No, it couldn't be breastfeeding because if you've not actually given birth, you won't have the means to.
Oh, aye, aye.
So it must just be normal feeding. So you think at that time when she was, because she always goes on about like, oh, you were her favourite.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You think that was the mother basically nurturing.
Trying to get
payment into the kid.
I think so. Ah. I don't. I feel like now I might be an idiot, and people are screaming at me, you know, that type of thing. But I think that basically, it. That's why all of it. The first of all, she was like all the stuff, weird stuff was happening, and then she went in and I think snipped the head off a fucking pigeon. And
yeah.
Weird shit like that. Then she got killed.
And then there's the whole that. With the
then
pigeon,
they had to do another seance, isn't it? And that gets it into
yeah.
the.
Yeah. Because the pigeon thing is. That I mean, that obviously foreshadowing as well.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
but you're saying they needed to do the seance because she got killed. But then surely it was Payman. So you're saying that the
I don't
plan
know why,
was
where's Payman?
So
is.
She obviously had to be killed because he needed to be in a dude's body.
Yeah.
So at some point she was dying anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Like regardless of, so she was gone.
Yeah, yeah. So she was a goner from the.
So now, for me, the older brother's completely exempt of blame. Okay. She was dying anyway.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
At some point.
It would be a hard one to explain to your man, Dad, the moment you find your decapitated sister in the backseat.
Listen.
I know what you want. I know what you're thinking, right? But payment. Who's yeah. payment? Oh, I wish I never said that.
It's too early to introduce payment.
Too early to payment. We've a
I
lot
get
of,
it. You're still at the shock. Okay, yeah. Right.
We have at least 48 hours in the back end of a library to get through all that powerful for you.
Ah, right.
So I think, and then, I don't know, like it's hard to know. You know, the light sometimes when it comes...
Oh,
what,
aye, I never understood that.
I don't know, it just kind of seemed to be like, I think it's just freaking him out before...
Or is that...
Because it does go over him when it finally fully
payment,
gets into him. Yeah,
is
yeah.
that payment transferring into folk? Because
yeah,
it,
yeah,
is, that, it is after that he starts smacking his head off the...
Yeah, yeah, I think he comes in kind of sometimes way heavier. And then at the end, remember when he jumps out of the house and landing the thing, the thing stops on him.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that's him fully in.
Ah, right,
so I feel
yeah.
like it's kind of, he basically comes in and tests the waters a bit and comes back out. And yeah. Might be great, though, in fairness. You'd be like, if somebody was terrified of that.
There's
fella,
a lot, kind of.
If you just start shining your phone,
here's the thing.
Shut sun off it.
Here's the thing, right? Is that why, because I didn't understand why he smacked his head off the desk.
Yeah.
But see, when he smacks his head off the desk, he breaks his nose, and then he's got like bandages over like that, and then one under like that. So it looks like a beak.
No way.
So then he looks like the bird at the start that she's. So is that the start of it all?
Maybe, yeah, that
she
could
cuts
be.
Cuts off the bird, and then he. That's like the chain of events beginning, and then he becomes the bird at the
I
end.
I think
that's
so.
Where he's, yeah.
That would make sense. So you know, you're putting it together.
Clever,
now,
Ari Aster.
Yeah. Ah. What a stupid name, isn't it?
Oh, fucking ridiculous.
Ari Aster. Do you know what? I had a great aunt that was told me, I was like, you know, one of those clairvoyants?
Mm-hmm.
She said I was a waste of power. Genuinely.
A waste of power?
She says, you've got the strong
she thought you
clairvoyancy.
Had the... Really?
Yeah, yeah. And then she goes, but you're a waste of power. You won't let it in. And I was like, all right, Bridget, calm down here. And then, you know, like one of those seven son things?
Yeah.
So... I'm not that. But anyway, she was like, oh, you're a big thing. And I go, oh, in my head, I was like, well, what a fucking shite power that is. Well, that'd be like the worst X-Men. Oh, you know, fucking Wolverine stabbing cunts. And I'd be like, oh, there might be money in your future. I'm like, what? Go home.
Is that not...
Clairvoyance is like...
is that not kind of what Professor X is?
I reckon...
Does clairvoyance, you can't read people's minds?
No.
You can just see people's future.
Kind of, yeah.
Ah, that is a bit pish. Yeah, but then surely you could use that to your advantage, because then you'd have an advantage over any opponent, because then if you could see their future, you could then...
But it's never like, oh, you're going to thing. It's just like, it's always just like, oh, you're going to make friends.
But that's why it's a waste of power in you, because you don't see the potential in this.
You think I'm a wasting my potential?
Yes. This is like the fact that you've got a big cock.
Okay.
Everything that's been gifted to you, you've wasted, essentially, is what it's what not just me, but it seems your family are trying to say now as well.
Yeah, is that okay, right? So clairvoyant. Big dick clairvoyant freak.
I'm pretty sure.
Just...
That sounds like a 70s blaxploitation film. Big dick clairvoyant. Richard Roundtree as Big Dick Clairvoyant.
Rest
hey,
in
baby.
Peace.
Tell you what I see in your future. My D.
Rest in peace, Richard.
Yeah, died.
Died like an hour ago, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, Superfly and Shaft.
Yeah, and it wasn't my fault. Yeah, it was him who killed him. I have you ever cut a bird's head off?
No. And I've never harmed. Apart from like a spider or a fly or something, I've never harmed an animal.
Have I? No, I haven't either, in fairness. Eugene definitely has, but I don't think I've snipped the head off a bird. That was pretty psycho.
It goes. Also, because the scissors she takes are from the classroom, so they're not going to be, you're not talking garden shears here. Scissors in classrooms are shit because kids will cut themselves with it. And that head comes off incredibly easily. So I'm assuming there's bone. There's going to be bone cartilage.
I mean, if it's always sunny and other things go to, or to anything to go by, they keep saying about the delicate strength of a pigeon's neck. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Dennis keeps going on about he was pulling the heads off pigeons because
maybe that is a thing then.
They say it's really, there's fuck all going there.
Like, that's why they picked.
Yeah, I've tried to hang a pigeon, doesn't work. so fucking stupid. Yeah, because they can fly.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Because they can fly.
Because
they can.
I was all in.
By the way, doesn't Gabriel Byrne get a phone call saying that the Muller's grave? You didn't even tell that Tony Collette.
Yeah,
the Muller's grave has been desecrated, and I love that word because like it's never good.
No,
I don't think I'd ever use that. Hey, by the way. You know,
good news.
Yeah, but if somebody's vandalized your whatever grave, you wouldn't be. Your grave's been desecrated. Yeah. It's desecrated, not like.
Well, you can. I think that literally is the meaning of the word. I don't think you can desecrate anything else. You couldn't like desecrate.
This is what I'm trying. Barbecue
box of biscuits.
I've desecrated this box of biscuits. So let me see then. Desecration. I want to see what this says. Right. The act of desecrating something.
Right, but no,
thank you for that.
You need to go further.
I do fucking like. I was like, what is the meaning of the word desecrate?
Right.
To treat a sacred place. Shamefully disrespect or shameful. Be shameful in a sacred place.
So now it has to be a sacred place.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay.
So it's like having a wank in Burger King.
Yeah.
So stupid. So fucking stupid.
I think...
Do we have self-help group as well?
Oh, yeah, the grief group.
That was really funny when she opened up and everybody's just like, that's pretty tragic. Yes. Stop talking. This is mental.
Hello, here, now. Is that when she first... Because at the start, at the funeral, she starts talking about how she never got on with her mum. And she keeps going on about... Because there's... When you think about it, actually, there's loads of clues... Because she says, I can't believe there's so many strangers here, which are obviously all the members of her cult. And then you go, she was always a secret person, a private person with her own private... She says it with her own private rituals. And you're like, whoa, fucking red flag.
Yeah. Old Madge and her fucking rituals.
And then when she's in the group, she starts talking about how she always had a difficult relationship with her. And then she says that her dad starved himself. to death.
Yes, that's right.
And he starves himself to death. And the our older brother had schizophrenia.
So it must be like...
Because they don't call it... It's DID, which I don't... It's like a dissociative disorder or something. It's basically...
Do you think that maybe that Mueller was trying her best for other family members as well, trying to get the perfect host?
This is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. That's probably what it is. We're probably saying really... If Ari Aster's listening to this, he goes, you cunts. That's all what I've been...
posted. Yeah, because she
literally
says,
signposted. It was on the signpost.
He killed himself because he was terrified the mum was trying to get people inside him.
Yeah.
So she must have been trying to get payment inside him. Is that why the dad starved himself as
probably,
well?
Probably, aye.
Because then...
That mad cunt's been trying to...
Because payment doesn't want to go into like a wee thin, weak guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
She's been trying to get payment in for... Payment's a long game with payment.
Payment can't do his stuff until he's in the correct host. Yeah, so basically he's just haunting. Everything goes wrong with the hosts.
Wow.
While he's trying to get it in, you know.
That's grim.
It is grim, isn't it? it is. Do you reckon you turn up at that grief thing, though? Imagine if you went into the wrong...
What, just started giving out a bit?
I'm an alcoholic. Just start talking about, you know, your alcohol problems. Like, I think he's... Are they going to get to the grief part? I drink 10 cans of Stella Artois per night.
A gambling one,
aye.
I think the worst day was Chepstow.
What about you? Well, my disabled daughter got decapitated yesterday. Oh, yeah. Is that the name of the horse? You're like, what are you talking... What's happening here?
Aye, that's the best death. Gabriel Byrne going up
in flames.
No, it's not the best. I think there's a better death.
Who do you think's the best death?
The best death's Toni Collette, when she's floating up in the room and then she's literally sawing her own head off.
That was great.
With
it's piano string, kind
is
of?
It? Or I was going to say dental floss, but I don't think it's strong enough.
I reckon you couldn't decapitate yourself with dental floss.
But you can hear it. You can hear every slice going through things. Like,
it's
great. Man.
It's so good.
Jesus. Because that's a scary bit. The scariest bit for me is when she chases the kid up into the loft and then it cuts from him sitting up in the loft to her clinging on and floating and then just smacking her head against the door like a woodpecker.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. So what is it? Payman's probably in her at that stage.
Yeah, so Payman's aye.
Yeah, that's great. Dum-dum-dum.
So Payman can go in anybody.
Basically,
like a full force, he needs to be in a guy.
Yeah, a proper male body or something like that. I mean, they could have just did that from the off.
Yeah. So Payman wouldn't be able to get into you. Because you're not, strong enough.
You think, I think I could batter that guy that Payman went into. Mind you, he's only like a kid, isn't he?
He's a bit, 17, I reckon.
He's probably going to get bigger a bit.
Aye.
I reckon Payman would be fine with me. You'd have clairvoyancy and a big cock. Roam the moors. Roam the moors, plowing everything in sight. Payman's on the roof. Shagging goats left, right, and center. All my goats are waddling around like penguins. He's like, I reckon it'd be something fucking typical too that would happen to me. You'd go for me and fuck it up.
How do you mean?
I reckon that would happen. That's a good chance that would happen to me. The payment would be trying to come through the fucking Collins.
That would be amazing, actually.
It would make so much sense.
It would make a lot of sense.
It would make so much sense if Eugene was literally one of the kings of hell.
Yeah.
You know, trying to fucking poison.
If I go back and research the seven kings of hell.
Yeah.
And there's Payman, Lucifer, Boldegard.
Yeah.
Fuck it. And then the last one is Eugene.
Les Dennis. Oh, what? Has nobody ever caught this before?
He was on Strictly.
Yeah, he was on Strictly. And then when he gets called out, he goes, you caught me. But he puffs out into a ball of flames and gone. That would fucking... He was in the extras taking the piss out of himself.
No wonder Amanda Holden left him.
He did levitate quite a lot around the house. Amanda Holden. He did levitate quite a lot. Yeah. Les Dennis is one of the... seven.
Why he always did the same impression?
It did.
He wasn't even doing fucking Mabel from Coronation Street. It was Payman's own voice.
The seven kings of hell are all members of S Club 7.
S Club 6.
Ah, yeah. And this right. Well, there's six of them and the devil. S Club Junior, they fucking.
Oh, God.
I tried to...
See, when we were at uni, right? It used to be my friend James used to always he'd have this. I remember he asked this one question, and he'd asked various groups of people when we were out one night, and he said, he was like, which member of S Club 7 would you like to shag the most? And we kind of sat there for a while, and I was like, a load of people said Rachel, and I was like, no, I can see Rachel. And then I was like, I'd probably go Hannah. And then went, what about you, James? And he went, Bradley.
One of the S Club Juniors. That's so good, Bradley. Oh, God. I've got written here the crying thing, but we already talked about that, the crying when she was lying on the floor. Remember, he's trying to grieve her after the...
Oh, yeah.
The hang, when she's like, Gabriel Byrne's like, you know.
Yeah. There's a lot of crying in this.
I know. A lot of them, the Thierry Henry's handball, that was me.
She has a mental bit where she told the kid tells a story about how she covered him in paint thinner one night when he was a kid and tried to burn him. Fucking mental, like.
Because
I thought, right, in the first viewing of this, I thought it was going to be like The Omen, one of those things where until she started floating, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh no, this is supernatural shit. I thought it was all going to be about mental illness.
Okay, yeah.
I thought all of this was hallucinations, and she was genuinely fucked up. Great that it isn't. Up. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it when she's like, because they have her as a mad woman, and Gabriel Byrne's just like, oh no.
Oh yeah, he just thinks she's
and then, gone. And then he gets burned alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not good for Gabriel.
No.
She's floating around the ceiling and shit. That was great when he's in looking and she's up in the back corner of the...
Oh, fucking, yeah.
Old school scare, but it was fucking excellent. I loved the fucking seances.
I was going to ask you, actually, have you ever taken part in a seance?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, I did it up in the... What do you call the fucking place?
Aberdeen.
The Devil's... It's a place called the Devil's Thing, a haunted place out in the hills in Wicklow.
Oh, right.
And you walk around the thing three times and you're haunted forever. Backwards, if you walk around this little house, the Devil's whatever thing. So I did it.
Works. But is that a seance?
Yeah, we did a seance in after, you know, trying to... It's just a seance, kind of like... It wasn't a Ouija board, but you know, you do the whole holding hand thing.
I wouldn't mess with that shit at all. Not even for a laugh.
Not even for a wee joke?
No.
Not even...
Not nothing at all. I think the other podcasts, the Mild High Club and Barry Dodds and Hayley Ellis, they've all got together, and I think their Halloween special is...
A seance.
They've done a seance. Or a Ouija board or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Barry loves that shit anyway.
Nice.
I would, even if someone came to this podcast and said, right, for next year's Halloween, we're going to do a Ouija board and a seance, and here's the money... No, I wouldn't mess with
Are you kidding?
Well, I would not mess with the occult in the slightest.
This is so funny. It looks like you have your legs crossed. I would never, ever. That's funny. Nah.
We went to a thing last week. We were in holiday.
If the ghost has dyslexia as well? You're like, what are you trying?
Trying to remember if anyone's ever played Scrabble with a Ouija board.
But, yeah, God.
We were in October holidays last week, and we went up to... We're staying in Perthshire, and we were out one day at this nice castle. And then we were reading this sign, and it said there was this rock up. It was like a really weird looking rock formation, and you walked up about a mile and a half up the hill, and the legend was that a girl was out walking one day and a demon captured her and imprisoned her in this rock, and that's why it was shaped like a fucking, like, hands almost crossing each other. So we're like, let's go up and walk. Because it was in the middle of the day, and Seamus was shitting himself. He was like, no. And then we were like, well, you're just going to have to stay here, and then the demon will get you here. And then so he had to come with us, but he was shitting himself. And then when we got to all the way up, I was like, please let there be signal, please let there be signal at the top. And when we got to the top, I played the theme tune from The Omen. We were walking up to the
top.
All we heard was, MS Dominus.
Great.
Fucking lost his mind with me. Like.
Great. I used to have my grandmother used to have a friend who reminded me of the Mad Ritual Woman. Because she used to tell us all these stories and all. The famous one was always the poker game. You know the poker game story. It's always I've heard this, like, oh, it's that happened in Killygarden, mm-hmm. like, and then I hear down the country go, oh, that happened in Westport. But basically, somebody stalled in an old poker game,
right?
And he kept winning the hands and all this type of shit. But it was like cold and shit, like whatever. And once somebody dropped dropped their card down, uh-huh. and went to lift the card, and it was two hooves underneath the poker table, and then freaked out, and everybody fucking freaked out, and they kind of like just vanished in through the wall and all. Jeez. With their money. And I was like, oh, great, I love those.
So was the guy a horse?
This guy was a horse. The horseman of Killygarden. The horseman of Killygarden. Yeah, and do you know all those things, when my granddad died, all the clocks stopped at the same time.
Really?
Mm.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, gas explosion. Fucking stupid. All right. I can't believe you fell for that. I always think I thought it'd be fun to see this as like a prequel to Daddy's Home 2. And people would be like, surely that would be Daddy's Home 1.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
No. That's a total separate entity.
See, that would be interesting. I wonder what happens after this. So, because he's now Payman. So what's Payman's, what's his deal on Earth? What's he up to?
Oh, imagine if he had like really low aspirations after all that.
He
ends up being a right back for Huddersfield.
He's gone to such an effort to get to Britain. He's gone to such an effort to get to Earth.
Yeah.
And be resurrected. And then he just works in a little.
Do you reckon because he's just going to end up being like racially profiled? because of the body he's taken?
Why?
And then he's just going to end up.
Why would he be racially profiled?
I don't know. I don't know. He'd be like, things are looking good around here. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. the Mueller did call him a miscarriage of a son.
Yeah, that's a harsh scene.
That's funny.
She says it in a, and then the bit if she says I didn't even want to be your mother.
Aye.
You must have had that.
Every day. Is the woman that works in the bakery. I'm not your mother. Yeah.
Right, you get anything else?
What have I written here, right? That would be so. There's a. Oh, fuck me. I must have been fucked when I wrote this. Do you know the part where they're looking? She's running through all the old pictures of her mother, and they're all like all creepy pictures of them doing shit. But imagine if, like, I'd love to just ruin the film for one person. If I had one DVD of Hereditary went out where, and without any context, it was just pictures of her and Rod Stewart and every. Every picture had Rod Stewart in it, and she'd be sitting there looking at the same horror, and they just don't.
What?
I'm not saying Rod Stewart is in the cult, but I think it'd be a very funny celebrity to be for some reason in every picture.
It'd be good if there was one of those photos where it was her sitting at a baseball game with like Trump, Michael Jackson, and Bin Laden.
Yeah.
Just quickly flipped past it and went, what's that?
Yeah. You know when they do the seance and they get the wrong person or something comes through? Like, imagine they got someone.
Does that happen?
Well, no, I don't know if that happens in this. That happens in loads of other films.
See when they do the seance.
They're not really trying to get to the daughter.
Do you think that is. Do you think her. Sure, has her grandson actually died? But is that all a play?
Like, what's on, like, the...
Do you know how... Because she gets taken... So she goes to the...
Oh, yeah, probably... No, I think it's... I think that's basically a play.
So they're all making that show.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah, because they're all in the thing. They just want them... I think they just
want... They just want her to do the seance.
I think they want the... Obviously, it gets stronger, does stuff, and if you do the seance, it gets through and stuff like
she
that.
She needs to say... Because she gives her away a pamphlet and says, you need to say these words.
Exactly,
in
yeah.
order and clearly and all this kind of stuff. So
yeah,
like,
yeah. But if you got a different one, if you got like the kid that drowned in Barrymore's pool.
It wasn't a kid.
Oh, I thought it was a kid.
It was a grown man.
Was it? I thought it was a kid.
A kid?
I thought he was.
It was a kid at a fucking pool sex party, for Christ's sake.
He might have been doing the drinks.
Jesus H. Christ.
He might have been doing the drinks.
You've just made what is one of the most sinister scenarios possible even more sinister.
I always thought it was a kid.
Fucking hell.
It's always a wee kid drowning in pools.
It wasn't like a fucking mass sex party and someone went, really sorry, but I couldn't get a babysitter. Sorry if he hangs around.
He's like the kid in Hereditary wandering around.
He won't listen, he won't make a fuss.
Eating cake
just
and shit.
Cake.
Eating cake in the corner, coming in. Sound like
thing, you know, he's
Darth Vader.
Buggered by a door handle.
Oh, God. Do you know, like, yeah, you know, the. Do you know in the when he's in the goddamn classroom as well.
Yeah.
He bangs his face, but you know when he puts up his hand all weird, like,
oh yeah.
And the teacher goes, "You all right?" And I'm like, oh, "I reckon he isn't. If he's putting up a little fucking chicken hand all of a sudden." You all right? You seem to have shattered your wrist in about 14 different places. Putting up your hand, you fucking twat. I do think it was fucking great. The song "The Head Off" was pretty. What do you think? That's your scariest part. The song of the head.
No, the scariest part is definitely her hammering her head trying to get into the
oh
loft.
That's right, sorry, yeah, I
that's
mind
definitely
it.
The scariest part for me.
Do you imagine if he just went up there and he turned around and there's like three old women naked or three old women, it wasn't three old women, three people naked up in that
in the treehouse.
Yeah, not in the treehouse, in the attic.
Uh-huh.
Remember he turns around and all of a sudden there's, and that's why he jumps out the window.
Oh yeah.
Imagine
yeah.
if he was like when he saw them, he goes, oh, thank God, it's an orgy. After all this, it was an orgy. It wasn't anything. He starts taking his treasures off.
He turned around. There's three old naked women coming. Then one of them just flicks a switch and a disco ball comes on. It just goes, burn, baby, burn.
Oh, such a grim song. Yeah. Get it off.
Because I forgot as well, she finds her mum's torso.
Oh, aye, that's right there. Fucking, yeah.
So is that the other cult members that have dug her up and then put her in the attic? Who's done this?
Who's desecrated yet again?
Aye.
I don't really know who did that. That must be just some sort of... Oh, yeah, that's right, because it was desecrated, so they must have took the body out of
the body out.
I love the way he just didn't tell his... He just didn't tell his wife that.
And how did she die?
Oh,
she
not really.
Decapitated.
No, it really. It
she just died of old.
Yeah. Yeah, she just died. She was one of the, she's one of the devil's disciples.
She must have been one of the OGs.
Yeah, definitely. If she's trying to fucking pump this dude into all her family members, I reckon so. There's other people in that treehouse. By the way, the light in the treehouse, you know, the century light, it just makes it look like they're trying to grow weed.
Yeah, it does actually, yeah.
Somebody's growing weed in the treehouse.
Yeah.
But aye, good film.
Brilliant, absolutely. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
That was a good classic one. I thought that was two good choices now for Halloween.
Next week is not... not Halloween. Back to normal. Back to normal service. And... I thought about getting a fireworks-esque one.
A fireworks?
Yeah, like a bonfire night-esque one, but there aren't actually that many.
This is V for Vendetta.
Films. So I just thought I'd go with one of the absolute classics since we're on a run of great films. And next week we're doing the Wayans Brothers in White Chicks.
Look at the sun faded.
Yeah.
The fucking sun.
This wasn't even in a charity shop. This was in the bit that I go to in Tesco where people leave books and I return books and stuff like that. So this was sitting in there. Jesus.
There's no way this film is going to have... There's no way that film's going to have, like, aged well. And I haven't seen it.
And I'm just reading the back of it. It doesn't give you any idea of what to expect in this film. In Revolution Studios, hilarious comedy white chicks, Sean and Marlon Wayans play two ambitious but unlucky FBI agents who go deep undercover as female high society debutantes.
Fuck's sake. What kind of police department signed off on this? That's going to be excellent.
White chicks next week. Again, thanks for listening. Thanks for all the reviews and stuff. Thank you for the YouTube comments as well. A guy YouTube this week saying that his favourite thing about the podcast is when we make stupid jokes just to annoy the other person. There's been a fair few of them.
There has been. You got pissed off.
Yes.
I got you with the gas explosion. Got you, hooglings.
Apart from that, you've got roast battles coming up.
Yes, that's November 13th. That'll be a good one. Yep. That'll be a real good one, real fun one. Apart from that, it's mostly just... I'm not going anywhere fancy now. Liverpool this weekend. Darlington the weekend after somewhere. Then I'm with you, I think, in Dumfries.
Edinburgh at Monkey Barrel this weekend. And then after that, another weekend away down south. And then the tour starts.
Tour time.
So, there's still tickets, but there's not that many left now for the extra date in Dumfries on the 10th of November, and then there's still plenty left. It's doing well now.
Great.
In Aberdeen at the Tivoli Theatre on the 17th of November. But apart from that, we'll see you next week. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.